This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The man who some call the godfather of the pro-life movement has been sued criminally and then civilly for racketeering. It took 28 years, numerous federal court appearances, and three hearings before the Supreme Court, where Joe Shidler twice won unanimously and once by an 8-1 decision. After 28 years, Joe Shidler was ultimately found innocent of taking his pro-life message to the streets by means of racketeering. This week came news that after two appeals, his opponents will have to pay over $60,000 in Shidler's court costs. Seventh Circuit Justice Frank Easterbrook said, "This litigation has lasted far too long. At last, it is over." Another study is linking abortion and breast cancer, this one showing that abortion nearly triples the risk of breast cancer. This latest study is one of dozens that concur, and the seventh from the Indian subcontinent alone. One other study from Bangladesh showed as much as a 20-fold increased cancer risk linked to abortion. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. NARAL is bragging that internet giant Google is pulling ads for pregnancy resource centers. However, as no one can find any ads that have been pulled, pro-life advocates surmise it's part of a campaign to attack the successful ads. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.